if you just come back right from the very start, the Burngreaves, the society is very different, obviously, in Burngreave. I moved into this house in 1946. The road outside was almost like a rural lane. The hedge across the road grew right out. We saw three cars a day, that's all it was. There were little stone cottages across the road. Life has changed so much. And although I've lived in Burngreave for 60 years, perhaps down this end it's been a little bit cut off from the more difficult problems. There have still been tremendous changes down here. I've stayed in Burngreave. That's, I think, another thing which... It was a conscious decision. When we were first married, we actually looked for a house as near church as we could find. We bought a house on Scott Road. And I don't know how long we would have stayed there, but we'd been there just 15 months when my father died. My mother needed to move to a smaller house, tried to sell 16 Crabtree Lane here and couldn't. Catherine was due within a month or 2 months, and so we decided to buy it because we thought it would make a good family home. And so I've been here ever since. When the children were small, we tossed up what to do, whether we should move. We didn't. We decided that our place was here in this area. I don't regret it. I feel at home, obviously, after all this time. But it's also important I've got roots. And since I've been widowed, and I never thought I should ever get used to being on my own. In fact, I suppose it was the worst nightmare I ever had, being left on my own. And I found, by the simple expedient, as soon as Marjorie died, I mean, she'd been very ill and had a heart bypass and died within 36 hours of the heart bypass. So she had been very ill. And I decided that if I were to go forward thinking what might have been, then life would be unbearable, and it certainly wouldn't have been what she'd have wanted me to do. And so I, as I put it, I closed a chapter of my life in 1995, and it's worked for me. I've started a new chapter. I've got so used to looking after myself, I don't think anybody could live with me now. I should be